Good morning, everybody. My sermon is titled Choice and Decision. And we want to take a look at that, the book of Ruth. And every day, we face many, many decisions. One of the things I'm in charge of here at this church is the planning of this morning worship service. When we just focus on this this task, it's a lot of decisions that are involved. Overall, our worship service schedule is decided by the senior pastor, but all the details need to be worked out with between staff members and committee members. You know, we have to make decisions. Now, we are in November, and this Christmas is just around the corner. And then, in January, the 2021 is coming, just around the corner. So we have to think about what happens next year. So we have to make more decisions as well. So we have to make many, many decisions every day and in coming weeks. So we want to learn from the book of Ruth, chapter 1. What kind of choices should we make? That's one thing we want to think about today. The chapter 1 of Ruth is long, so we want to look at the passage as we talk. Okay. So the family that we focus on today in the book of Ruth is Naomi, the family of Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. Let's look at Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Ruth chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. If you just look at the verse 1, this verse has lots of information. So let's look at the details in verse 1. It says the judges ruled. The judges refers to judges in the book of Judges, which is a book right before the book of Ruth. These were the judges, the chief priests, and prophets who helped rule the people of Israel. So the Naomi and her family lived at the time of the judges. So what kind of period was it? The period of judges. If you read the book of Judges, you'll see that so many times the Jewish people committed sins, and they were punished by God. They were judged by God, and then the Jewish people cry out to God, and then God through judges provides salvation for them, and then becomes a good life again, but then they commit sins again. So this vicious cycle continues for 400 years in the period of when the judges ruled. If you look at Judges chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, Now let's look at verses 7 and 8. The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord has done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And then let's go to verse 10. After all that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up
who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
So when Joshua and other elders lived, the Jewish people followed the Lord, but the new generation came who did not know the Lord. So they did evils in the eyes of God, and they worshipped Baal. That was the period of the judges. And if you look at the verse, the very end of the book of Judges, in chapter 21, verse 25. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. So the Jewish people forgot about the Lord, forgot about God's work. And they didn't worship God, but they, instead of having God in the center of their lives, had themselves had in the center of their lives. That was the period of Judges. So Naomi and her family lived in that period. Let's learn more about the background. Going back to the verse, chapter 1, verse 1 of Ruth. And there was a famine in the land. Please look at 2 Kings, chapter 8, verse 1. This part also talks about famine. 2 Kings, chapter 8, verse 1. This is what Elisha said. Go away with your family and stay for a while wherever you can, because the Lord has decreed a famine in the land that will last 7 years. It says the Lord has decreed a famine. So the famine appears many times in the Old Testament. If you look at chapter 12 of Genesis, you'll see Abraham experienced famine. And if you, in chapter 26 of Genesis, Isaac experienced famine. But all these people always survive the famine with God's help. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, David experiences famine. And 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah experiences famine. And in 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha experiences famine as well. So the many great leaders experience famine. But as you can know, that the punishment of famine just is not the end of their lives. Instead of the instead of having their lives stopped, their faith get trained, and they're protected by God, and they come to know God oftentimes. So always there is a positive things come out of it. If you look at 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 10 through 13. The God gives a punishment of famine, enemies, and plague, and the God says, choose one of these three punishments. But that's an interesting passage. So famine is sometimes used as a punishment for our sins. That's one thing we can learn. And the book of, in other books as well. Now, coming back to Judges, there are lots of references to sins committed by people in Bethlehem. So when the Naomi lived, the people in Bethlehem also committed sins and did evil in the eyes of God. And even in Bethlehem, which was often called the house of bread, a famine took place. We don't know the details, but Naomi and Elimelech, her husband, experienced a famine. So what kind of choice did they make? Again, look, if you look at the Ruth chapter 1, verse 1, so they went to live for a while in the country of Moab. Let's learn about Moab. So the choice that Elimelech and Naomi made was what to do about in the middle of famine. Are they going to stay in Bethlehem? Do they need to go to Moab, where there was lots of food? So the choice that the two made was to seek refuge in Moab, where there was lots of food. So they decided to stay for a short time in Moab. That was not meant to be a permanent residence. They wanted to be there just for a short time to escape from the famine. So it was a temporary refuge that was supposed to be. And that's why apparently they made the decision to go to Moab. In the book of Ruth, the meanings of these names are very important as well. The Naomi's husband's name, Elimelech, means "My God is the King." So he, according to the name, he put the God in the center of his life, which was different from many at the time of the judges. He was a man of faith. So I believe Elimelech was a man of God. But it must have been a very difficult decision to go to a country of Moab. There are some reasons why that was a difficult decision to go to Moab. First is the reason because they're leaving Bethlehem, meaning to leave the promised land. They may have felt they symbolically meaning getting away from God. And the second reason is that has to do with Moabites. Moabites are the descendants of Abraham's nephew Lot and his oldest daughter. They worshipped a god named Baal, and they sacrificed children. So they worshipped idols. So that was for Jewish people a very dangerous land because they worshipped somebody else. And the third reason is that and there was a Moab's king's son named Balak who cursed Israel. So Moab was an enemy country for Jewish people. And the fourth reason is that if you look at the book of Numbers, Jewish people committed sexual sins with daughters of Moab, and 24,000 people died because of it. So there was an experience of a serious sin that they committed. And the fifth reason is that if you look at Deuteronomy, this is what it says, no Ammonite or Moabite may enter the assembly of the Lord. So there was a specific command not to let Moabites come into the assembly of the Lord. So, for these reasons, it must have been a very difficult decision for Elimelech and Naomi to go to Moab, because that's a country they should avoid. And it's very difficult, you know, whether it was a good decision or a bad decision. But if they had not come to Moab, that Ruth would not have been appeared in the story. And of course, all the other ensuing stories would not happen. And this, because Ruth is in the line of Jesus Christ, so this decision that Naomi made with her husband was very, very important. So, we don't know exactly why they made the decision to go to Moab, but they must have made a decision thinking about the two sons that they had to feed the two children. I think that's the reason they made the decision to go to Moab. And parents often know, you know, place the priorities of their children as first priorities, and many parents do those decisions, placing the interest of their children first. So that may be the main reason why Elimelech and Naomi made the decision to move to Moab. But Naomi experiences lots of difficulties because, as a result of this decision. So let's look at that. What kind of trials Naomi experienced. The first trial was, if you look at verse 3, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. So Naomi lost her husband, whom she loved. We've seen people who lost their significant others die in this church, and it's very, very difficult. And other trials come to Naomi. The second trial is the, if you look at verse 4, her two sons married Moabites. This must have bothered Naomi a lot. Elimelech and Naomi must have had worried about this, letting their children marry local Moabites. Because Israelites had a history of committing sins with Moabites. Also, the fact that their two sons married Moabites means their idol-worshipping practice may come into their family. So, after losing her husband, her two sons married local Moabites. Naomi must have been disappointed, but her trial continues. And then, both of her sons died. They moved to Moab to feed the two sons, but the two sons died. So, Naomi probably thought, I made a huge mistake moving to Moab. She must have regretted all the decisions she made. If you look at verse 13, Naomi said, "The Lord's hand had gone out against me." And if you look at verse 20 and verse 21,
"Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me."
That's what Naomi said. So Naomi blamed herself for all the trials and difficulties she experienced. And of course, she had all the decisions that she made. When she lost her husband, probably she thought about whether she should go back to Bethlehem or to stay in Moab. But probably because there was a famine in Bethlehem, she wanted to stay longer with her two sons in Moab. Although she wanted to stay in Moab only for a short time. If you look at verse 4,
you know, they married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth.
So she probably thought about, you know, she had a decision of whether to love their daughter-in-law or to not to do that. To love or not to love the relationship between a mother and daughter-in-law. What kind of relationship do you think they had? And then Naomi lived with them for 10 years. I think Naomi must have loved the two daughters-in-law and treated them very well. You can see in that in verse 6. Naomi lost her family, lost her fortune. Then she realized that the famine is getting over. So she tried to go back to Bethlehem with the two daughters-in-law. She was with the two daughters-in-law and getting prepared to move back to Bethlehem. Now, if you look at verse 8 and afterward, she had a little change of mind. She told the two daughters-in-law, "You need to go back to your own hometown because you're young. And you need to remarry and have a new life." The God will bless you again. So that's what she said. She tried to make them go back to their home country, hometowns. Naomi was old at this time. So it must have been a very difficult journey to walk back to Bethlehem, which was 100 kilometers away from Bethlehem. So instead of requiring the two daughters-in-law to go with her, she thought about the interest of the two daughters-in-law and said, go back to your hometown. So Naomi, I think, loved the two daughters-in-law, although they were Moabite women. It must have, probably she thought it's difficult for Moab women to live in Bethlehem among Jewish people. They may get discriminated against. And if Naomi dies, what's going to happen to the daughters-in-law in Bethlehem? And they're still young. But because they're Moab women, there is no guarantee that they can get married in Bethlehem because of different religions. Because Naomi was worried about these things. That's why Naomi said to the two daughters-in-law, go home to your hometowns. And then if you look at verse 9, they wept aloud. The two daughters-in-law wept aloud. You know, they've not have wept if Naomi had not lived, loved them. I think that two daughters-in-law loved Naomi as well. So the two daughters-in-law respected the way they were treated by Naomi for 10 years. Let's look at verse 13. This is what it says. Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you. Naomi talked to the two daughters-in-law as if she was their biological mother. So now, Ruth and Orpah have to make a decision whether to go back to their hometown or to go to Bethlehem with Naomi. In other words, they have a choice of to stay with Naomi, believing in the Lord, or to go back to their stable hometown, but where there is no God of Israel. If you look at verse 15,
look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law isn't going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.
So Orpah decided to go back to her hometown. That's where her family is. That's where her people is. And where they can, she can serve her gods. So Naomi also told Ruth to do the same. What kind of decision did Ruth make? Ruth decided to stay with Naomi. Of course, there's no guarantee for good life. If she was not even sure if she can, you know, Ruth can get remarried. Naomi will probably die soon. But Ruth decided to follow Naomi all the way to Bethlehem. If you look at verses 16 through 17.
But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I'll go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.
So Naomi decides to go with to Naomi. Why does she decide to make such a decision? If you look at verse 16,
again it says, your people will be my people, and your God,
my God. Ruth lived with Naomi for 10 years. So Ruth saw that Naomi worshipped the Lord. And what she saw was that Naomi lost her husband, lost her children, lost her fortune, and she was going to her hometown. No, it didn't look like Naomi's life was being blessed. That's what Ruth saw in Naomi. So, but all the things that happened, well, all the bad things. So that's what Ruth witness. In spite of that, Ruth probably saw that Naomi had God in her life. If you are non-Christian, and your friend is a Christian, and if you see your friend having all these kind of difficulties, and nothing seems to go well, if that's what you see, are you going to believe the God your friend believes in? If you look at that situation, you know, it's going to be very difficult for you to believe in the God your friend believes in. Maybe you don't want to be friend anymore of that. So now coming back to the story of Ruth. Ruth probably did not just see all the bad things that happened to Naomi. Ruth probably saw that the kind of decisions Naomi made. And in spite of the fact all the difficulties Naomi had, such as losing her husband and losing her children, Ruth probably saw the faith Naomi had in God and the love she poured on Ruth and Orpah. So that's what Ruth probably found out about the God through Naomi. Probably Ruth realized that the type of God that Naomi believed in is the type of God who does help people when they're having trials. And eventually, Ruth becomes a type of person who trusts God. And so that is why Ruth decided to follow Naomi. Once they arrived in Bethlehem, Naomi asked people to call her Mara, which means a difficulty. But nobody called her Mara. Everybody called her Naomi. Naomi means joy. And she lived a life of joy after returning to Bethlehem. And Ruth later married Boaz, and they had children. So Naomi had grandchildren, and eventually, from their descendants, David is born, and Jesus Christ is born later in from that descendant. So the salvation of Jesus is prepared through Moab. The Moab woman Ruth. So this salvation of people's souls was prepared through Moab's life. Now, coronavirus is spreading again in the world. And of course, we have other difficulties as well. You know, we have difficulties in our family, in our workplace, in our churches, in every place we experience trials and difficulties. And for us to know, for us who are Christians, experience spiritual difficulties and trials. So, what kind of decision are we making? What kind of decision do we need to make? We often make decisions based on material interests. The more difficulties we have, probably we make more decisions based on material interest. So we want practical solutions instead of turning to God for help. Ruth came to know God through Naomi. And Ruth did not think about material interests. Ruth looked at Naomi, who had difficulties, but trusted God. And probably Ruth also thought about whether Naomi needs help. And Ruth found out about God through Naomi. Naomi's life choices. If you look at 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 30-43, we're not going to read it, but Solomon's prayers are recorded. When you have time, I want you to read that part. You can see in Solomon's prayer why we have difficulties and trials. And how we change based on trials and difficulties. The Lord gives us trials so that we return to God. We to teach us the right way, to help us to fear God. So that we come to know God. So that we can worship God. Those are the reasons why we experience trials. So whatever trials we are in, we always need to find Lord in our lives. Although we're having this coronavirus problem, and if you look at Amos chapter 8, verse 11, "The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I'll send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord." so the
thirst, a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
Maybe that's the famine that we are experiencing, the spiritual famine. So, what kind of life decision should we make as Christians? Shall we seek material success? Shall we seek just medical recovery? Finding practical solutions to problems and finding stability in our lives? Even if we have difficulties and trials, our base, our foundation, named Jesus Christ, is not crumbled. So we need to always need to find that in our trials. All the decisions that we have to make. We always need to choose God, place priority on God. And that's what I hope for. And not just ourselves and people around us, I hope, will find God through us, through our trials. And we can confess to the world, God is in charge in our lives. Ruth had Naomi, but we have many other people who are like Naomi in our lives, in our church. So let's make the right decisions in our lives. Let me pray.